You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 9 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Wednesday, May the 16th. We were scheduled to talk to a guest about a new report from the group Media Matters. It was called Sunday Shutout, the Lack of Gender and Ethnic Diversity on the Sunday Morning Talk Shows. Having a little bit of trouble finding our scheduled guest. We're going to keep trying for another few minutes at least, and I'll kind of stall here a little bit and ask you if this is an issue that matters to you, should matter to all of us. We will talk about the fact that this report found that TV talk shows are dominated by conservative opinion and commentary, and that the four major Sunday morning TV talk shows, NBC's Meet the Press, ABC's This Week, CBS's Face the Nation, and Fox Broadcasting's Fox News Sunday, feature guest lists that are overwhelmingly white and male. And we will wonder if these shows should have more diverse guest lists and why, or if it doesn't matter if the newsmakers and the commentators on these programs are predominantly white males. Plus, we were also, and we can also talk about the lack of gender and ethnic diversity on cable news in general, and how Media Matters found that that changed during the recent controversy involving Don Imus's remarks about the Rutgers women's basketball team. Then the cable news shows did invite significantly more African-American guests. So what does all this mean, and does it matter, and do you think these TV news shows should be inviting more guests of ethnic and gender diversity? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. talk@wpr.org. According to this report from Media Matters, Meet the Press is the show that shows the least diversity of all when it comes to guests. Again, the guests on all of these shows predominantly white and overwhelmingly male. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Good, we did locate our guest, so we will be able to talk about this topic. The Sunday Morning Shutout. Eric Bollert is Senior Fellow at Media Matters. He was a researcher and a writer for this recent study, Sunday Shutout, the Lack of Gender and Ethnic Diversity on the Sunday Morning Talk Shows. He joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what did you do to figure this out?
Well, what Media Matters did, I mean, we've done these studies occasionally. The last one we did was on cable news and looking at the guests. Basically, it's simple. We just take a look at every show and just start going through the list of guests and documenting, you know, what category they fall under and sort of add them all up. I mean, it's simple, but not that it's not done very often, and this sort of quantifies everything. It sort of confirms, I think, a hunch a lot of people have when they, for instance, they watch the Sunday shows and they think, geez, it seems like it's all white men, and in fact it is. I mean, 90% basically male versus female, and again, overwhelmingly white. So it's pretty simple. I mean, we just go through the data and quantify everything. Mm-hmm. And show people and sort of hold up a mirror to what the programs are doing.
Yeah, is this the was this done for what time period?
This time period was 2005 to 2006.
Yeah, and so it does not include, since say the Don Imus controversy.
No, it's interesting. We just completed a study on diversity for the cable shows, and we looked specifically at that because we looked at sort of the week before that controversy broke, the week during the controversy, and the week after, since obviously that was a topic that revolved, you know, around race and gender. And we saw a temporary spike in that, but then it sort of, everything went back to business as usual.
Yeah. So why should it matter if, for instance, men outnumber women by a 4-to-1 ratio on average?
Well, the problem is, you know, these shows are as close to a public discussion as we get. I mean, the Sunday morning talk shows are very prestigious in terms of who appears on them, and they're talking about the issues of the day. And we would hope that the media would want to have just much more diversity in terms of having a general discussion. Not everything in America is decided by white men, and there are lots of women or lots of minorities who can add to a discussion, whether it's foreign affairs or immigration or taxes. And again, it shouldn't just be, oh, let's have a Latino on when we talk about immigration, let's have a black on when we talk about racism. These voices should be included in foreign affairs and economics and all these things. And to get back to your question, it should reflect America in a basic sense, and not just be sort of a very narrow niche approach. What do white men think about these issues?
Our guest is Eric Bollert. He is senior fellow at Media Matters. We're talking to him about Media Matters' new study, Sunday Shutout, the Lack of Gender and Ethnic Diversity on the Sunday Morning Talk Shows, which found that if you tune in to the Sunday Morning Talk Shows on television, you're most likely going to see a white male talking about the issues of the day. Does this matter to you? Should these shows be inviting more women and more minorities on as guests? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's coming up on 18 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Wednesday, May the 16th. This afternoon, it's At Issue with Ben Marins between 4 and 6. After 5, Ben talks with the author of Daniel Isn't Talking, a book about autism, the fastest-growing developmental disability in America. That's At Issue with Ben Marins after 5 o'clock this afternoon. We're talking this hour about diversity on the Sunday morning talk shows, and we'll talk some as well about diversity on cable news in general. We're talking with Eric Bollert, who is with the group Media Matters, a researcher and writer on a recent study, Sunday Shutout, the Lack of Gender and Ethnic Diversity on the Sunday morning talk shows, which found that the guest lists on all of these talk shows, overwhelmingly white and male. And we wonder how much this matters to you, to all of us. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. A breakdown of the guests who appeared on these Sunday shows shows that men dominated the talk shows. Men outnumbered women by a 4-to-1 ratio on average. And the divide is even more when it comes to race and ethnicity. On average, there were nearly 7 white guests for every guest of any other race or ethnicity. Eric Bollert, it says here that Meet the Press and Face the Nation were the ones that had the least diversity.
That's right. I mean, they're all pretty well grouped together. I mean, if we look at in terms of issue of gender, Meet the Press, 85% were men. But in honesty, that's not that much different than Face the Nation, 80%. Fox News Sunday, 80% this week on ABC, 77%. So they're all very similar. Meet the Press just happened to be a little bit higher at 85%.
Yeah. I thought I saw here that Fox News Sunday, maybe surprisingly to some, had more diversity than some of these other shows.
It does, but it's interesting. The sort of the footnote there is that Juan Williams from NPR is a regular guest on Fox News Sunday. I think he is responsible for something like 70 or 80% of the, if we talk about ethnicity, he represents something like 70 or 80% of all guest appearance from minorities. Without Juan Williams, Fox News Sunday diversity would be minor, but because they have Juan Williams in rotation there, it boosts its numbers, and that might be what surprises some people.
And, you note that while African Americans were underrepresented on the Sunday shows, Latinos fared even worse?
Latinos were essentially invisible. They get on average maybe 1% of all the guests, and obviously, even that 1%, it's almost guaranteed that they're going to be invited on to talk about an immigration issue. Asian Americans almost invisible, Arab Americans virtually invisible. A lot of them got 0%, which is telling, considering, you know, the ongoing issues that have been very prominent in the news, the war on terror, civil liberties, et cetera. You would think that the shows would try to get an Arab perspective, Arab American perspective on those issues, but almost zero. African Americans do a little bit better, roughly between 5% and 10%. But again, just ethnicity in general is almost invisible on the Sunday morning shows.
I'm going to go to the phones. We have, is it Colberto in Madison?
That is correct.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I agree with Ms. Holder about the Latino issue. I'm a Latino myself. People believe the talk show experts as being experts in what's happening in the country. And when they invite Latinos, like he says, it's strictly immigration or crime. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of the drug cartels. They are perceived, Latinos are perceived as having no leaders. We're perceived as being a homogeneous group, all things that are incorrect. And we do have experts in different areas, including Latin America, because a lot of us have relations in those areas. I, for example, live in Mexico 6 months out of the year. So those are my comments, and I agree with Mr. Folger.
Yeah. It's Eric Bollert. Do you think we should see Latinos talking about whatever, the economy or any issue in general, not just brought on to talk about the latest immigration reform bill?
Yeah, I mean, and we saw that with African Americans in the Don Imus controversy when we did the study on cable guests. You know, they were certainly much more, the shows were certainly interested in having African Americans on following the Don Imus controversy and during it. And then once it sort of simmered down, the cable channels sort of went right back to where they were. So, yeah, I mean, it's this incredible stereotype. Look at the Latino caucus in Congress. I mean, they don't just work on immigration issues. I mean, there are increasingly powerful members of Congress that have a say in all sorts of issues and topics. Again, the economy, foreign affairs. But it's almost always, Latino guests are almost only invited on to talk about immigration.
Colberto, thank you very much for the call. You can join in as well at 1-800-642-1234 or in Madison 263-1890 as we talk about the lack of diversity on the Sunday morning TV talk shows, according to a new report from the group Media Matters. Chuck in Endeavor is with us next. Hi, Chuck, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning to you and your guest. I do agree with your guest that there is a lack of minority and gender representation on the talk shows, but I also feel that there's a lack of representation of diversity of ideas. I think that there's a wide variety of people out there that maybe are not so well known to the American public, but they can bring a lot to the table with their ideas on subjects like, for instance, the environment or how to reform Social Security. And what's really frustrating is that on these shows with the major networks, they're kind of seen as the premier in-depth look at the issue, but it's hard to really look in-depth at any issue between 15-second sound bites and the commercial breaks. And I mean, if I see somebody on there that's saying, you know, we need to reform Social Security, I would like to be able to see that host be able to analyze that and say, well, what exactly do you mean by reform? And if you're coming from somebody like the Chamber of Commerce, who exactly funds you, and who does the Chamber of Commerce fund? And I wonder if your guest could speak a little bit to the lack of gender and race representation on these shows, looking at a link between perhaps a lack of diversity of ideas. There's always a senator and a congressman or a presidential aide and some other well-known figure. And maybe I think that America is full of ideas other than just those two polarizations. And perhaps gender and race representation would follow a little more if we looked at some of the more diverse ideas that are out there.
So how does this correlate with the diversity of ideas, Eric Bollert?
Well, I think it's an excellent point. I think, you know, what our studies show consistently is that, you know, the Beltway Press, and particularly the TV producers and the bookers at these shows, both on network and cable, they really love the status quo, and they're very nervous about breaking the status quo. They're very nervous about having any guests that don't fit into sort of a well-established peg, either a member of Congress, or they write for a major media outlet, or they work for a well-recognized Beltway think tank. And I think the caller is absolutely right. There's just an absolute reluctance to go outside these sort of well-established pipelines and getting the same old, same old. You know, I think back about to the before the war in the winter of 2003, you simply could not find sort of an articulate war critic on any of these shows by January or February. All those people had essentially been taken off the air, and the discussion was about when the war was going to start, how long it was going to last, how it was going to be conducted. The shows, they don't really hold up a mirror, and the caller's right about issues like the environment and Social Security reform. There's even topics they won't even really discuss. It is sort of the same old, and everything, unfortunately, is driven by, you know, the congressional engine or the White House engine or the government engine, and all the discussions really seem to reflect what's going on in the Beltway, reacting to the news rather than sort of, you know, forging ahead, making their own commentary or dealing with topics that don't happen to be on the top of the news that day, and not finding people outside the same old, same old.
Yeah, what about the nature of these shows being that many of them are focusing on the news of the day, what's going on in Washington, and you know, the fact is that those in power, the Bush administration, most of the people in Congress are mainly white guys.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think that would be the network's response to this, saying, look, you know, we didn't create, this American society where men are dominate Congress and the CEOs of the country. We're just simply reflecting what's happening. But, you know, I just don't think that's true. I mean, even in the Bush administration, there you can find a diversity, particularly gender diversity. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, these talk shows, they don't just have government officials on. I mean, they have pundits, they have roundtable discussions. You can certainly go into major newsrooms in this country and find people who are writing on the issues of the day.
Let me jump in here, because we have a newscast from National Public Radio coming right up, and then we'll continue talking with Eric Bollert, senior fellow at Media Matters, talking about Media Matters' new report, Sunday Shutout, The Lack of Gender and Ethnic Diversity on the Sunday Morning Talk Shows. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 6:36. I'm Joy Cardine. Good to have you with us on this Wednesday morning, May the 16th. We're talking with Eric Bollert this hour. He is senior fellow at Media Matters. He was a researcher and a writer for a recent study, Sunday Shutout, The Lack of Gender and Ethnic Diversity on the Sunday Morning Talk Shows, which found that the guest lists on these talk shows, NBC's Meet the Press, ABC's This Week, CBS's Face the Nation, and Fox's Fox News Sunday, have guest lists that are overwhelmingly white and overwhelmingly male. And Eric Bollert, it also says on the headline of this report that these talk shows are dominated by conservative opinion and commentary. But I don't see a lot of detail of that claim.
Oh, yeah, that was a report that we did last year. We do a, sort of a lot of these. And, we've done two reports. Prior to the last November's midterm election, we looked at the Sunday morning shows. and we looked at, again, we just documented all the guests that were on there and whether they were conservative or Republican. At the time, not surprisingly, we found the shows overwhelmingly Republican. And the response from the networks was, well, you know, Republicans are in charge of Washington. They're in charge of the White House. They're in charge of both houses of Congress. So, of course, we're going to have more Republicans and more conservatives on the shows. And there were two points to that. One, during the Clinton administration, his first 2 years, Democrats controlled both houses of Congress and also the White House. But the shows were able to have much more balance at that time. And the second point was, early this year, we went back to see if things had changed after the midterm elections, after Democrats took control of the House and the Senate, because by the network's own logic, that would mean there would be a lot more Democrats, because apparently, based on what the networks were saying, they have on the show whichever party is in power. But we found that wasn't the case, except for ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, which did sort of immediately adjust and started having a lot more Democratic and progressive voices on the show. Three of the four programs were still sort of stuck in this rut that it was Republicans who were the most important voices in Washington, and they simply hadn't adjusted. So the Sunday shows we found have been overwhelmingly male, overwhelmingly white, and sort of overwhelmingly conservative. Even after conservative and Republican, even after Democrats took control of the House and the Senate.
Yeah. Aren't the hosts of these shows also overwhelmingly white and male?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, 4 for 4, Chris Wallace, Bob Schieffer, George Stephanopoulos, and Tim Russert. You know, Cokie Roberts at ABC This Week over the years has had a somewhat prominent presence sometimes. If you go back in the 90s, she co-hosted it with Sam Donaldson. But again, yeah, it sort of starts at the top where these are sort of 50, 60, 70-year-old white men who are conducting, you know, the discussion about the issues of the day.
1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. If you have a question or a reaction to this report, finding that these TV talk shows on Sunday morning in particular are overwhelmingly white and male. And Christy in Madison is our next caller. Hi, Christy. You're on the air.
Hi. I was just going to say that I agree with your guest, but I also think that not only should they have more diversity of guests, they should also have more diversity of hosts, just as you were just
Sorry, saying. I didn't mean to steal your thunder.
That's okay. And then I was also saying that I would never watch those shows because I always feel like it's the same people with the same ideas all the time, and I don't think I'll hear any authentic, you know, in-depth discussion. It seems like it's, even when they have Democrats on, it's like the same old trying to top one another with, you know, whatever comment they have as opposed to actually discussing the issue. And, you know, maybe diversity would help that and, you know, help other people to want to watch those kinds of shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm a single woman, and one thing I just heard on the news is that single women don't vote very often, or, you know, the percentage of single women is very low as far as voting. And I think, you know, some of the reason is things like this. This is one thing that could contribute to that kind of, you know, voting reaction.
Yeah, what do you think, Eric Bollert?
Well, I think it's true about, and again, that's the, sort of the same point that the other caller made, in that the discussions on these shows, they do seem very sort of contrived and very artificial. Part of it is that it's often driven by guests who are candidates or members of the administration or just politicians in general, and some of them seem to be on the show not to make a mistake or not to cause controversy. It's like sort of pulling teeth on a lot of them to get sort of authentic responses. And it does just sort of create this very artificial debate. And, you know, you have one Democrat, one Republican, strictly talking points, and then they sort of round up the usual columnists and pundits who sort of throw in their quips and again, but even the pundits are all sort of reading from the same script.
Yeah.
It does sort of seem at some point almost like, you know, this kabuki dance that's going on.
Yeah.
It's much more ritual than actual public discussion of policy.
Do you, what about her point about voting? Do you think this disenfranchises voters who don't see themselves?
I think in general it probably turns people off to the process.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch enough of these shows, it does become very rote and very predictable. And again, if people are interested in a particular topic, if they're interested in a particular public policy issue, they're inevitably going to be disappointed in terms of the conversation they hear. I don't know if there's a specific connection between voting, but I certainly think there's a connection between, you know, interest in public policy and these shows. And honestly, I think people are probably much better off tuning into C-SPAN or public television.
Yeah. Well, Terry in La Crosse sent an email. And he says, in the nursing field, 95% of those in the nursing field are female. Is this a diversity problem or a personal choice? I think he's trying to, relate that to who we see on these TV talk shows.
Yeah, as I mentioned before, I mean, you know, these TV talk shows revolve around the government. They revolve around the Beltway, particularly the federal government. And sure, absolutely. Most members of Congress are white men. Most members of the Bush administration and previous administrations were white men. And there's always going to be a preponderance of the sort of lack of gender and lack of ethnic diversity. But that doesn't mean that the Sunday morning shows just have to invite the same old people on again. You know, the programs don't just have government officials. They have analysts. They have pundits. They have journalists. They have academics. Once you go into those fields, if you walk into a newsroom in America, you're not going to find 90% white men. I mean, there's a lot of diversity. If you go to academia or even the think tanks, those aren't 90% white men. There's a lot of diversity there. And I think if the Sunday shows wanted to, they could easily find different voices, but I think they get sort of locked into just sort of the status quo and the same old, and Jesus, you know, a lot of it is not wanting to be too different. I mean, the shows, I think, claim that, you know, they offer a choice, and watch our show, you'll find new information, but I think in general, particularly in the Beltway media, there's a real fear of being too different than anyone else. Well, gosh, what if we have too many women on our show? What's that going to do to our image? What's that going to do to our ratings? We like our ratings. We don't want any bump, et cetera, et cetera. So it is just, you know, capital letters in terms of the status quo and an appreciation of that.
We're talking about a report that found that 90% of the guests on the Sunday morning TV talk shows, 90% are white men. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Our guest is Eric Bollert, senior fellow at Media Matters. He was involved in researching and writing this new study, this new report, Sunday Shutout, The Lack of Gender and Ethnic Diversity on the Sunday Morning TV Talk Shows. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 14 minutes before 7 o'clock. Coming up after 7, we'll analyze the second Republican presidential candidate debate held last night. And wonder if any of those candidates went up a few notches in your mind or maybe down a few notches. We'll talk about it coming up after 7 o'clock. Right now, we're talking about the lack of gender and ethnic diversity on the Sunday morning TV talk shows. A recent report from Media Matters, our guest Eric Bollert, senior fellow at Media Matters. Speaking of lack of ethnic and gender diversity, Eric Bollert, what about that debate last night?
Right, you know, it's sort of classic white men in gray suits.
We don't have to change focus here, but Joe in Wausau is next. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I would first off like to say that I agree that most of those people are a little pale and male. But I have a question regarding the representation that those guests should be reflective of. Are they supposed to be reflective of the people on those shows or from the expert and professional pool that they're pulling from, or should it be from the viewers, reflective of the viewers watching those TV shows? And if depending on which group they're supposed to be representing or reflecting the percentage-wise, what should that percentage be? You stated that it's about 90% white males. What should that be closer to, I guess?
Well, I think that the question of what it reflects, again, I think it should reflect a couple things. I mean, this is a public policy. I mean, these shows revolve around public policy debate. The show should just do a better job at reflecting America. Now, again, we don't expect just sort of open casting call. I mean, the shows set up, preliminary boundaries. They want to have experts. They want to have newsmakers, et cetera. So once you get past that point, it's going to change the diversity a little bit. But again, in terms of the guests reflecting the professional pool, you know, we talked about how, yes, most members of Congress, most members of the Bush administration are white and they're men. But again, if the shows wanted to, they could certainly have more diversity, even within members of Congress, and then certainly within academia and the think tanks and the pundits. Those people are out there. There are experts in all sorts of fields who are sort of, cream of their crop and can talk about foreign affairs and taxes and all sorts of issues. But too often the Sunday shows and also the cable shows, they get stuck in this rut and they like the status quo and they like to have the same old guests on.
Yeah. When I'm looking at the total guests by ethnicity portion of your report, for example, on Face the Nation, 90%, were white in the single digits, other ethnicities. Do you have a saying that maybe that it should be 50-50?
We'd love it to be as dramatic as that, but, these shows are sort of entrenched institutions. We would be happy with, a year from now, instead of 90%, it was, 75%. That's not going to produce a major noticeable change in the show in terms of, it's not going to hurt the ratings. It's not going to radically redefine the program. But something as simple as a 10 or 15% adjustment, would be welcome news, we think.
Next we go to Tim in Whitewater. Hi, Tim. You're on the air.
Well, frankly, I think this is a ridiculous premise. We live in you've got a variety of media out there now that anybody can participate in. And, years ago, the newspaper industry, you would have a Republican back or leading paper in one town and a Democratic one. We've kind of got to one newspaper per town now, too. This whole premise is ridiculous. People can tune to a different station.
Well, not in the Sunday morning talk shows. If you're looking at the network shows, you're going to tune on. You're going to tune from one to the other to the other, and you're going to find 90% white men. Are you going to start your own network?
Yeah. You got a right to do that if you want.
Have a right, but you're not going to get 6 million viewers the way Meet the Press does.
Well, so Meet the Press has an obligation to be diverse when,
Absolutely.
Every TV show should... No, they don't.
Absolutely.
The
only reason they have a network license is because the FCC said granted one, and they have a public trust, and... One of the very few things they even do is have these Sunday morning public policy shows.
That does not mean they have to have to do what you're proposing here. There's thousands of different media outlets out there. Every point of view can be seen if you want to search them out. They don't have an obligation, a fiduciary or a legal obligation to do that. No, they don't. What do you base that on?
Well, because they have an FCC license. They have an obligation to be so they
can
just... If they have no obligation, then you're suggesting... Network news divisions have no obligation to be accurate. They have no obligation to do anything.
It's got nothing to do. It's got nothing to do with being accurate. It's got to do with the freedom of the press to express whatever angle they want. If you don't like what they're saying, tune into a different station. It's as simple as that.
And Tim, let me ask you, where would you tune to see more viewpoints from women and minorities then?
I don't, I don't happen to be one of that.
Yeah, you're saying just tune to another station for that, but I'm asking you if another station has that.
Well, isn't the media based on viewership and listenership? If there was a market out there, surely somebody will have find it and tap into it. I mean, turn on Tyra Banks for all I care. I mean, turn on Oprah. I mean, does Oprah have an obligation or any of those? Why is the political arena any different than any other public service arena? The idea that because they have an FCC license means that they have to provide that's ridiculous. That premise doesn't, it doesn't make sense when it comes to any other thing.
Is Oprah, obligated to have diverse, guests on her program too, Eric Bollert?
Well,
I don't know if she does.
Oprah's a syndicated show. It's not produced by a network, and she's also not talking about world and national affairs. Look, the caller's right in one sense. Meet the Press can do whatever it wants. Unfortunately, they don't. Although there is a public trust and a public obligation, and they do have an FCC license, and one of the reasons they were granted it for free to broadcast on the public airways is that there was a basic premise of meeting some sort of public trust. But the idea that people can tune otherwise, elsewhere, that's just not true. I mean, there is no other Sunday morning public policy place you can tune and get 4 or 5 million viewers. There's no law, certainly, and we don't suggest there is. We're saying the media needs to do a better job, and it's not going to affect their ratings, or it's not going to drive their ratings down to add, a few more diverse voices and experts on their shows.
And again, Media Matters also looked at areas outside of the Sunday morning TV shows, especially during the Don Imus controversy, which we talked about briefly in our first half hour. But this lack of gender and ethnic diversity is all over the cable news spectrum, not just the Sunday morning
right.
shows.
So if you want to change, maybe we'll find more diverse, I'll change the channel and watch CNN. Well, MSNBC, we looked at, the week before the Don Imus controversy erupted, 93% of its guests were white. During the Don Imus controversy, that came down a little bit, but then after it shot right back up. This country is not 93% white. There's a lot of people would like to think and wish it was, but that's not reflective of America. And the cable news shows, when they're talking about the issues of the day, ought to do a better job in having a rotation of guests that at least pretends to reflect the country. Cable news, network news were not set up to reflect white America. They're set up to reflect and show what's happening in this country.
Yeah.
And again, we don't expect them to take out a census and start booking guests based on census quotas or anything like that. But obviously, they can do a much better job.
Yeah, let's take some more calls. John in La Crosse. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, this is a really cool topic you're talking about. I guess I have maybe two things to comment towards. I think the first one is if you want to see a network that does it well, and I'm by no means a big sports head, is that ESPN.
Really?
I don't think you'll find a cable network that does more than ESPN as far as getting women involved, different races involved, different cultures involved, and I applaud them for that. I don't necessarily think, their programming is the best.
Right. They're mainly talking sports, though, right? Not news and public affairs and world affairs.
Not news and public things, but I think there's a model there that other people could look at to say that you can find qualified people of different gender, different race, all of those different things that can do a really good job, because obviously ESPN is crazy popular as far as viewership goes. So while I'm not talking to the sport or the news side of it, I think there's a model there for people to look at.
Well, thanks very much, John, for the call. We're running short on time. A reaction to that, Eric?
Well, obviously it's not news, but I think it's a good point, because I think 5, 10, 20 years ago, people thought ESPN, well, it's just men watching this. They're not going to want to watch women anchors or analysts. But if you turn on ESPN, even though its viewership, I guarantee, is still overwhelmingly male, they do have lots of women anchors and analysts, and they're not afraid to mix it up the way we wish some of the news programs would.
Yeah. Well, I think we'll leave it there. We're no more time for callers. I appreciate your time. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Eric Bollert is a senior fellow at Media Matters, a researcher on and a writer for the recent report from Media Matters, Sunday Shutout, The Lack of Gender and Ethnic Diversity on the Sunday Morning Talk Shows. Thanks to Karen Prager for producing this hour, and thank you for listening and for calling in. I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come. We'll talk about the GOP presidential candidate debate coming up in our next hour. If you would like a CD copy of this or any of our talk shows, call the radio store, 1-800-747-7444. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.